Wildlife Administration Chief. I'd like you to turn your books to page 28, and you will see our license sales totals. So this is license sales from December 15th through January 13th, and you can see that we're up overall. The only areas we're down for residents is small game and one day small game. Overall, we're up $25,000 roughly in revenues. I don't know if it has a direct correlation, but our communication team had some great messaging on social media and email blasts during this time regarding ice fishing, ice safety, auto renew, as well as late season pheasant hunts, and I think it served as a good reminder for folks to get out and purchase their licenses. If you turn to page 28A, that is going to be 2019 license season, the whole year in review. So resident licenses were only up in senior combination and fur bearer categories. Non-resident was up in migratory bird certificates and fur bearers. And also, you should all have a handout that Rachel would have provided. Okay, great, thank you. So you can see on the first page, I'm showing trends from 2010 through 2019 on resident small game, resident fishing, non-resident small game, and non-resident fishing. You can see from about 2017, we're in a decline on our license trends. If you turn to the back page, there's revenue trends, and this is including resident and non-resident license revenues. So again, we're showing that decline between small game as well as fishing. For 2019, we were down a total of $1.4 million and down about 8% in overall license sales. So again, as Tanaya has mentioned, as we have that baby boomer generation aging out, you can see where our revenues are declining as well as our license numbers. And this is why our three conversations we've had today are so important, especially going forward. And I'm looking forward to working with our friends from tourism and developing that partnership so we can help try to tackle some of these issues. I'd be open for any questions if you have them.
Questions? Dr. Hepler.
Thank you. The only comment I want to be able to make is that, you know, tourism, you know, particularly likes to look for people outside the borders of South Dakota. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the governor, when she went through and talked about it, State of the State, she's clearly mentioned both what we do here inside the state as well as outside the state. And you look at these numbers, I know Tanaya is working very hard, you know, on the R3 part, RBFF, the Recreational Boating Foundation, others, some great toolboxes, but it's alarming to me. The resident state of South Dakota, that we're losing the people that I live beside. You know, I'd dearly love to bring people in from the surrounding states, even the Viking fans. As long as you spend your money here, you can come to our state. But I am concerned about our neighbors. And so when we go through and we have these discussions, you know, and I particularly talk to Secretary Hagan, I mean, we're going to stress that we bring back some kind of a plan to the commission as well as to the governor's office. It needs to address both clearly. So it's alarming. And of course, I should tell everybody also, the person who was in charge of this program no longer is in charge of that program. He's moved on, so.
We're all looking at Scott.
It's your fault. we all have work to do, and it'll be good work and positive, and we'll have at it. So, thank you.